They fell in love from a podcast, so they started a podcast. It's your weekly Sappy Hour with goofy banter, meaningful conversations, and relationship advice from the male and female perspective. So let's catch up with the fries. Here are your favorite weirdos, Blair and Luke.
Howdy ho, Ranger Joe.
What's poppin', Ranger Rick?
What?
I don't know. You said Ranger Joe, so I said Ranger Rick.
I know, because it's from like Full House. You remember that? Howdy ho, Ranger Joe.
No, I don't.
What's
I've seen Full
Uncle,
House.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
Yeah. I'd have to refresh
I
on
was
that.
Not expecting. What did you say?
What's poppin', Ranger Rick?
Oh,
it all came
good.
Together. It made sense.
Ooh, what's up, everyone?
Hey, how's it going, Fry Guys?
Welcome to another episode of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair. Oh, I was about to say, guess what?
What?
But we already told them we're in Lisbon.
Oh, we're in Lisbon.
Yeah, we already told them.
Oh, but we got to say it again just because it's amazing.
If you weren't listening last week, why are you listening to this week? You're going to miss out. Just kidding. But we are
continue
in Lisbon. What?
I said, continue to listen.
Yeah. We're in Lisbon and it's been pretty freaking great.
Pretty freaking great.
So actually all of Europe, though, has had like a huge heat wave.
Yes.
My dad has reminded me daily that there are fires because he thinks.
Forest fires.
Wait, did you see the group text last night, actually?
No, probably not.
Wait, this is hilarious. Okay, so not a funny situation.
Yeah, definitely not.
There are a lot of fires breaking out around Europe because of this
heat wave.
But my dad, like, daily makes a comment about the fires because he's like being a little bit of a worrier. Like, you guys he's like, have you guys looked into coming home early? Like, these fires can move fast, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, we're safe. We're okay. If there's any doubt of, like, or not doubt, any reason to believe that these fires are coming to Lisbon, we will obviously be safe. We are smart people, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, like, I feel like every day he, like, thinks of some way to
let us know about it.
Yeah, bring up the fires. No, but last night in the group chat, my brother sent a picture of his daughter and she looks like a toddler now. She's almost one. She looks so old. And I said, oh my goodness, she looks like a freaking toddler. Tell her to stop growing up.
M-Dog Millionaire.
And my dad said, come home from the fire country and you can watch her grow.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I was like, Dad, get out of here.
Ay, ay, ay.
So anyways. But yeah, because of all that to say, there's a huge heat wave. So when we got to Portugal, it actually wasn't even the hottest. But like they were saying, it was like over 100 degrees,
yeah.
I think, which is not normal here. Like it's usually like mid-80s this time of year. Yeah, like mid-80s. And it was like over 100. And a lot of people do not have AC here. A lot of restaurants don't have AC because it's just...
It's not necessary.
It's not needed. And thankfully, praise Jesus, our Airbnb has a AC unit. They did say a lot of Airbnbs have AC and heating because of people visiting from wherever. So it's like, obviously you want them to be as comfortable as possible. But yeah, like a lot of our friends from church and stuff were saying they didn't have AC and they were just roasting last week. Like,
just a bunch of roasting marshmallows.
Yeah. I'm like, geez, I can't imagine it being over 100 degrees and you don't have AC.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do when it's over 100 degrees. You stay inside the AC and you don't leave.
100%.
100%, 100 degrees. All right. So let's start off. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Let's thank God it's Friday. What are you thankful for this
what
week?
What are you thankful for?
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot.
I know.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for the gym here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for the gym here because it's my favorite gym I've been to since we've been adventuring.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How many gyms have you been to? Two, right?
Only two?
You didn't go to one in Italy. You just like ran around.
Either way, my decision stands. One, still
from this gym and the other gym. This is his all-time favorite gym. So go try it out.
No, I'm just super thankful for the gym here. Again, it's close. It's like within like a 5-minute jog. So it's a nice warm up. The guy who owns it, super chill, super cool. He like remembered me and I remembered him and we talked. It was great. And it's so just cute. A simple gym, nothing fancy, nothing crazy, but it's just like, it felt like home. And again, it could just because I'm back in Lisbon and I love it here. And then just knowing that was the first gym I went to and I love it a lot. So super thankful for the gym.
So you like this one better than Scotland? I didn't see the Scotland gym.
I mean, the Scotland gym was like super nice. It was a super nice gym, like very modern.
So you like the grunginess?
I love the grunginess. Give me the basics. I don't need to be wowed by your material and your equipment.
I do need to be wowed. If I'm coming to your gym, I need to be like, wow, this is amazing.
Wow. Just look at it.
Where's the steam room?
Yeah. No steam room.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Just great basic equipment. Probably honestly from the 80s. It could be that old of equipment.
It probably is.
It's fantastic. Because you went to it last time we were here.
Yeah.
So you know.
It's grunge.
It's got the hawk painted on the walls, you know? It's just like thankful for it.
Yeah, is that what the hawk is like?
It's like hawk smash.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you thankful for, dude?
So I had what I was thankful for, but then just like last second had something else pop in my mind. So I think I'm going to go with both of them.
Okay. Might as well. I'm here for all the thankfulness.
All the gratitude. Okay.
Gratitudes.
One thing I'm thankful for. This is what just popped in my head.
Okay.
You guys. Pineapple in Lisbon.
Oh, shoot.
It's another level. Or just like Portugal. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe other places. Portugal pineapple.
It just hits.
Is so sweet. And like, it's like the perfect combo of sweet and sour. Because like pineapple is a little like sour, yeah?
Yeah.
But
don't
like
it too sour
because
then it's probably
exactly
over.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the perfect combo, but it's very sweet,
very juicy.
Juicy. Oh my gosh. When we were here, even in February, like we got a pineapple like the first time we went to the grocery store, and we were like, this is the best pineapple we've ever had. So like we came back and we were at the grocery store and I was like, you know, we're getting that pineapple.
Yeah.
We got it. We're already on our second one in a week. It's just, it
hits
different.
That's a good one, dude. It just hits different.
It's so freaking good.
Bali's pineapple was terrible.
Yeah.
Very, very non-flavorful at all.
So it's, pineapple is the one fruit in Bali that was just bad.
Bad.
Like all their other fruit is very good. Like the dragon fruit, you got the papaya, you got like.
The mango was coming into season. It was bombastic.
Yeah, but like. The pineapple was rock hard.
It's rough.
And just not flavorful at all. So being back here with the juiciest, sweetest pineapple ever.
Sign us up.
Yum. So that's one thing I'm thankful
for. What's the other one?
And the other thing I'm thankful for is just being kind of like a little bit in a routine.
Yes.
I think just because we probably feel familiarity with Lisbon. But like the other day was the first time that we like went to a cafe and worked. And I was like, I just like felt.
Like real life.
Felt like life. Yeah.
Real
because
life.
I mean, Bali, we went to cafes a lot in Bali and worked. So I guess we did do that. But then there was just so much traveling. Thailand, I don't think I worked at all in Thailand because we were going nonstop. And then Edinburgh, it's like I flew home for a week and then we had friends visit and then we had another friend visit. So it just felt like go, 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 go.
Right.
So I felt like this was the first time in like a month that I'd like had a full work day, not just like catching up on what I can, just like a full work day. And I was like, wow, this feels kind of nice. Like
real life.
I don't love to work, but like it feels good.
Yeah. And just again, yeah, like you said, I think the familiarity is a big factor for sure.
Yeah. So
that's, no, just that's what you said thing. Just before we keep going. We were listening to Caitlin's podcast with us just came out, and we were listening to the point where we miss, like, we want to be home for a week.
Oh.
Like, there's a point in when we were talking, we're like, what do we miss? We just miss being home. We miss being, like, having structure, blah, blah, blah. And Blair blatantly jinxed herself.
Because she asked, okay, so what's Luke's talking about? We were on Caitlin Brissow's Off the Vine podcast this week. So go check it out if you haven't listened to it. But she asked what movie title we would describe our current situation. And I said, home again. And I was like, yeah, like I'm just kind of missing home. And I said, but I don't want to like, I don't know if I want to go home for good. But I was like, just like 1 week. Like I would love to go home for just 1 week, like be in my own bed, be able to cook, blah, blah, blah. Me and Luke look at each other and we're like, oh my gosh. Because I literally, when I was supposed to fly overnight to get Waffle and come back, it ended up being an exact week that I was home.
God was like, you're welcome.
God was like, you're welcome. And I'm like, God, that's not what I meant. Like, I meant with Luke, with Waffle, just like together, happy, not like crying every day. Yeah. That's not what I meant by that. But like, okay, you answered.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that was hilarious. We both were just like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, 100%. No, you just said that, so I just had to bring that up because yeah. We were just listening to it and talking about it.
Okay, so this week for myself personally has been so like eye-opening, and I've just had like a lot of moments of realizing things.
Realization.
And I don't know. I kind of want to talk a little bit about it, but
let's dive in. Let's do it.
Dive into
let's
that.
Dig it.
Okay. I mean, I haven't even told you
let's
what I want to talk about.
Let's duck it. Let's deep dive, dip, dodge, duck, and dive. Sorry. I'll
go
stop.
Home. We are home. We're in Lisbon. Just kidding.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where Lisbon is. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So, well, all right, which one
yeah,
do I
just
want to
go
start with?
Go your route that you were thinking.
Well, no, I know, but there's like two things. I'll start with the less serious one.
Okay, cool.
So this is a realization, emphasis on realization, that I had this week because when Luke and I were in Edinburgh, or just Scotland, I guess, because we kind of travel all around Scotland. We did not, I didn't even realize it. We did not have a single content day whole month we were there.
We didn't.
Like, when we were in Italy, Lisbon, like, everywhere, we would plan, usually, like, one day a week where we'd be like, all right, we're getting up at sunrise. I would have a list, like, okay, I want to shoot at this place. I want to shoot at this place. Like, I want to do a transition reel like this. You know, planning out content, going and shooting, editing, blah, blah, blah. And I realized that we did not have a single content day in Scotland. And it was, like, so needed for both of us, I think. But I still had, like, a ton. Like, because we still adventured. And obviously, we still were taking photos and videos as we traveled. But it just wasn't as, like, it was, nothing was planned out. It was, like, as we were doing stuff, it was, like, oh, this is a cute street. Like, let's take a photo, you know. But I'm, like, so I was going through, like, little videos. And I was, like, well, maybe I'll do, like, a Scotland recap reel on Instagram, but like just like real life, like there's a video of like the three of us, me, Luke, and Waffle, like just walking down the street, and it was like first thing in the morning, I think, so we're like in our PJs basically, and there was like the sunset we watched one night that was truly one of the most beautiful sunsets I think I've ever seen.
It was And it was 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it was great. But it was just real life moments that I just documented. Like, we're at the park, like, just little things. And I, like, had this, I keep saying it, realization.
It's like this SpongeBob.
Imagination.
Realization.
But I had this, I don't want to say it again.
Realization.
That Instagram reels are hardly ever real.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, it's still, and me and my friend Jessie, who we met in Bali, like, have this conversation all the time because she said that was something her boyfriend struggled with, is like, when you like set up a tripod and you like set a camera up, like, and you record this cute little moment, you know, it's like, it's not actually real. Like, you set the camera up, you did it. Yeah. You know, but like, me and Jesse are always like, the thing that matters to us is like, if we're actually happy, if you're actually happy traveling the world in love with your partner, doing a reel like that, then it's like, I don't have an issue with it. You know, it's when like your relationship sucks and then you're going and posting these like
perfect,
we
scenarios.
Are so in love, yeah, type of reels. And it's like, that is not the case at all. That's when you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. But we're like, you know, as long as like our relationships are actually healthy and happy and in a good spot, then like, yeah, we can set up a tripod and take a video of a moment because
looking back on it, you know, that was a great moment.
Yeah, it was real life.
Even though it wasn't completely candid.
Yeah, because when you're traveling, just the two of you, nothing's going to be candid because you
have to set things
up. You have to set up a camera. You have to put a tripod up, like, unless somebody's traveling with you and just recording you 24/7, you know? But I was just like, I think just looking back through all these memories and creating the reel, but I was just like, wow, like, I think that's where our world and social media has such a
disconnect.
Why social media has become such a problem is like, and I told Luke, I was like, I just had this epiphany and I'm like, we need more real life, like R-E-A-L life, and less real life.
Oh,
I know, mic drop.
No way.
R-E-E-L. Like, because I'm like, we need more real life and less real life. Because it's, dude. I mean, and I think that's honestly why Luke and I got so burnt out in Bali. Yeah. Because we were consumed by people 24/7 wanting to create content. And we did see a lot of people, not a lot. We saw some people there that their life on Instagram is so far from the truth.
Yeah. Sadly, so far from
yes,
the truth.
And that's where I have an issue. And I'm like, it's people. I mean, I don't want to like talk bad, but like, that is the reason that there are so many. I mean, I think a lot of people have like relationship issues because they look at Instagram and they're like, look at like all these couples are so perfect on Instagram.
They're living the perfect life. They have no issues, no problems, no this, no that. But like in real life,
there's so many. And that's
so many.
That's why, like, obviously, I mean, like my Instagram feed, if you look at it, it's all like perfect things and documented moments. But like, that's why I try so hard to keep it real on my stories. Cause I'm like, I don't want people to see our feed and be like, wow, they're so perfect. They must never even disagree on anything in life. And it's like, nah, I can be the most annoying person ever. And I'm like, are you sure you still love me? Because I've been a lot this week, you know? But yeah, I just, that was one thing I like, it just hit me. And I'm like, man, we need more real life and less real life.
And that's the thing. That's a realization.
Real. Emphasis on the real. Realization.
Yeah, so, I mean, and when she told me this, like, this thought, I was like, holy crap. Like, so true. Like, just real life is so, it seems so fake on these platforms that people are able to create for others to dream about. And sadly, that is not the truth. And again, yeah, we were able to see like a real life depiction of that when we were in Bali. And I think that's what really just like hit it home for us when we're like, wow, that's like, to me, that's not okay. Like, I just don't like having the false idea for people to see life is perfection. It's just not true. And I just wish more people would realize like that is, I don't know. I don't want to say like it is all false and all fake, but like sometimes it gets to a point where behind the scenes, that's not what life is for those individuals.
Yeah.
If you could follow along with that.
I kind of got a little
sorry.
Lost.
That's fair. I think I did too, and I was trying to round.
You're like, where was I going with this?
It's like, whoa, where am I? Whoa.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
It's a roller coaster.
Realization.
But yeah, so that was my like one big epiphany this week that I wanted to share because I don't know. I think too, like I am very, because I'm in the world of being a content creator and like I know what goes on to like create these videos. So like I can take every video I see of like these perfect couples, like I can see it and like know like, okay, they like, what am I trying to say? You it's like, you know, it's not real. Like, yeah. You know, even if this couple is so happy, like that moment was planned, that it was curated, blah, blah, blah. So like, I just want people that aren't in on this side of things when they see that, like, just know that not everything on Instagram is not real. Yeah. And I know that's everyone. I would hope that everyone knows that. Right. But like what you're seeing is not real. Relationships are never perfect. If someone has a perfect relationship, then they're probably just like not being honest with one another, yeah. Because I'm sure there's one thing.
There's got to be.
Yeah. Like there's you can have a super healthy, happy, amazing relationship, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Never. So anyways.
Never.
okay. So my second thing.
Yeah,
that I
what's
wanted
your second?
To talk about.
I don't know what you're gonna.
I know, because we haven't actually talked about it.
Oh.
Because I kind of wanted to talk about it on the podcast.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to discuss.
But I feel like you had to have noticed it at church on Sunday. So we went to church, the same church we went to when we were here February, March, Freedom City Church. Did you not see me just like break down sobbing?
Or like, I mean, I heard you cry. I saw you were crying, but yeah. I didn't know. Yeah.
Okay. No, so I mean, we just never like talked about it. Just like what was happening in my brain. So basically, and I honestly don't even know what I'm about to say or where I'm going with it, but like maybe somebody else can relate and we'll just like take something out of it.
Let's ride. Who knows? Let's ride this coaster.
Okay. So basically we were having worship and we were singing this song. Actually, I think there might've been two songs in a row that were We didn't sing "I'm No Longer a Slave to Fear."
Yeah.
We did sing that? Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know if I had just listened to it the next day.
No, that's why you were listening to it the next day.
Well, no, but there was two songs. So, okay. So
but
I think we did
listen to that. Yeah.
Okay. So we listened basically the lyrics are like, "I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God." And then the next song we were listening to, I don't remember the name of it. I had heard it, but it wasn't like a song I knew every word to.
Right.
But the bridge was like, this is what freedom looks like. This is what healing looks like, maybe. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I don't know the lyrics either, okay. To be honest with you.
But I remember this is what freedom looks like. So anyways, we're listening to these songs that are talking just about like freedom, like having freedom because of God, and then also like not having fear because of God.
Right.
And I think I had this moment, like while I'm singing, of just realizing how
especially sorry, had to plug.
No, it was perfect. Especially throughout this trip, I feel like I've had so many of my like fears and anxieties have almost gotten like worse. And
in what way?
I mean, you know, like I don't like being home alone, especially right. Like at nighttime. I don't mm-hmm. like dark, like I don't like nighttime in general. Just like when it's dark out, I feel like bad things are going to happen. And like, I don't know. I feel like when we've had like these travel days where we get to a new city at nighttime, like they've never been good because I've just been like so overwhelmed and anxious. Yeah. Okay, let me just keep talking. Hold on.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. I just feel like maybe I'll answer your question.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Like I said, I don't know exactly what I'm going to say, so I want to try to not lose my train of thought. So anyways, I just was kind of realizing that like I've, especially this week, I think I was like letting fear, so many fears like consume me. Even just like, okay, so I mean, I'll let you guys know. So I might, it's not official, have a new job. It's part-time, kind of on like the other side of influencer stuff. So helping with like social media and like behind the scenes, helping creative for other influencers. But like, so with that, it's like the fear of working for someone else again. Like, oh gosh, what if it's a lot? What if, you know, I feel like my freedom's taken away, this kind of thing. And then also a couple that we know is not getting a divorce, but they're like no longer together. So like that just like brings up fear in my head because even, I mean, Luke knows this, like even before Luke and I were married, like one of my biggest fears is divorce. Yeah. And I have no reason for it to be. Like, my parents have a great marriage. Luke has never given me any reason to like think that he would ever do that, you know, but it's just because it happens in life. And I think it happens to people that you never saw coming. So like this couple, I mean, we didn't know them super well, but they seem great and they're both amazing people. So then it's like, well, what happened? Like, could that happen to me? So it was like fear of that kind of thing was in my head. Just like us not even knowing where we're going to be when we get back to the US. It's like fear of like, well, what if Luke doesn't get a job? You know, I think I was just like being kind of like,
overwhelmed.
Yeah. Like just realizing how much freaking fear I had without even necessarily realizing it. Cause yeah, even I, like, just as we were singing the song, like, this is what freedom looks like. I'm like, we're traveling the world, and like people associate traveling the world with just like ultimate freedom. You know, it's like you see these like digital nomads traveling the world and they're just like, I'm so free. I'm seeing the world. And I'm like, I really feel like some of my like anxieties have gotten worse as I've been traveling the world, and they shouldn't, you know? But so I'm like having all these thoughts and I'm like, yeah, like fear should not be in my life. Like I should not let fear control my life. Like, and so anyways, then the pastor got up and started speaking and he literally was like hitting every single thing. Like he was literally like, I think he said like fear of, you know, we shouldn't have the fear of, I don't know. I can't even remember right now. What, I mean, I don't remember exactly what he said, but no, I swear it's like he touched on like fear of a new city, a new job, a fear of your relationship, fear of this. And I'm just like sobbing. And I'm like, it was kind of like, a good sob. Kind of like, yeah, like I'm no longer going to let fear like control my life. Right. Like I'm a child of God and He's in control. I know that. So like I should be able to live my life without constantly having these fears. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So I was just like sobbing and thinking that, but it was like a really freeing feel. Like, but this is really stupid, but I'm like, you know what? You know, when you just like are on like a high of like, I can do anything. Like I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll take Waffle for a walk tonight by myself at like 11 PM and I'll just sing this song. Like, because I'm a child of God and fear is not, I'm not going to let it have a hold of me anymore. And like, I'm sure like,
did you Did you do that?
No, probably not.
You went during the day. You took just you and him.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, did you do that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we just got home.
Yeah.
But I mean, and all that to say, like, I'm sure it's not like, oh my gosh, wow. Amazing. I'm cured. My fears are all just gone.
Right.
But like, I think just having that as like a reminder and like something right now that ingrained in my head that like anytime I get scared of something, I gotta remember like I'm a child of God. He's protecting me. He's watching over me. And like,
absolutely.
I think too, it's like, I don't want to live my life in fear, like constantly being afraid of things. Like whatever happens is meant to happen. And yeah,
it's very true.
It's just like, I don't know.
I mean, that's amazing. No, I remember you like crying, but I just thought it was just like, I mean, it was a great worship. It was great. Like I felt it too. It was just like our first church back,
yeah.
Like being back in Lisbon with our community there. And, but no, I mean, that's great. I mean, talking about it and just being able to realize that and just to always remember that he's the one that you need to rely on in mm-hmm. those moments is huge. So.
Yeah. And I think that's, yeah, that's what it is more is like in these moments where like fear does come up, I've started like just reminding myself like, cause I mean, like I said, it's, you've never given me any reason to believe that like you would ever divorce me one day or something like that. But like, because that's on the forefront of my mind, because we're like seeing somebody go through it kind of like, if I'm like soup, if I do something where I'm like, oh, why did I do that? That was like really annoying, or like that was the worst. And I like can tell I annoy you. My mind this past week like immediately like went to that. Like, Blair, stop doing that. He's going to want a divorce one day or something, you know? I know. So then I remember, I'm like, no, like God brought you two together. God is the center of your relationship. Mm-hmm. He is with you. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, he is going to like, and also it's like the dumbest little things that I'm doing that I'm like,
I know what you're talking about, because I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. We were
walking.
You look
like you're crying. You're not, are you?
I'm not, no. It's okay. Definitely the reflection from my glasses probably on the light. No, I'm good. No, the moment we were walking back from something, and you, like, I think it was just stupid, like direction stuff. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's like, are you normal? I was annoyed at me. I was like, it's just normal. Like
I said, yeah. I said, are you did I say, are you annoyed at me? That or is, did I annoy you? Are you annoyed?
Yeah. And I was like,
are you annoyed? Yeah. I think I said, are you annoyed at me? And he said, it's normal. And I was like, oh, good. So I always annoy you.
No.
So it's just normal for you to be annoyed at me.
And it was like totally not the like direction I meant at it at all. I meant like just like the situation. I was annoyed at like it was normal for me to be annoyed at that situation. Like, I was like, I'm always annoyed. Like, it's just like what we were talking about and like what we disagreed on.
It literally
on
was
in
like the
moment.
Stupidest thing. Yeah. It was like directions on like how to get home or something. Yeah. And we like disagreed. I
was just
even
like,
remember.
Yeah, it was so stupid. But I was just like, I said that and I remember because you got very upset. I was like, hey, that's not,
I know
it's not
because I'm like,
it's not normal for me to be annoyed. I was
well,
just
that's
that
what
such,
I thought.
Yeah, no,
and
I mean,
was like, oh, so you're
valid.
Literally always annoyed with me? And you're like, I didn't mean it like that.
I was like,
in my head, literally, I'm like, he did mean it like that. And then he realized what he said out loud. And then he like retracted it. And I'm like, great. My husband is constantly annoyed with me.
No, that was not my intention at all. As far as it's that situation, like it's normal for me to be annoyed at that situation, not at you. Sorry. Either
who,
anywho.
Well, thank goodness.
But yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. So that made me laugh.
Yeah. But no, so anyways, just in those moments, I think I've just learned to like just speak truth to myself.
Yeah.
But like I said, I didn't really know where I was going with saying all that, but maybe somebody else is currently letting fear run their life.
Yeah.
And I feel you. It's tough, but
it's very important.
Hopefully hopefully you can remind yourself that like, you don't have to let fear control you.
It's very
and
true.
And it shouldn't. What else? Anything else that you wanted to chat about this week?
I don't really think we really did too much. I mean,
we didn't.
We got to hang out. We did some work. We had dinner party last night again for the first time since we've been back, which mm-hmm. was great. Dinner parties with our church. You get to meet new people, and just it's like a 6 to 8 people usually at a table hanging out for a couple hours, just yeah. getting to know each other, and then go from there. But yeah, other than that, I've just been chilling, man.
It's been a good week.
It's been a solid week, yeah.
And we leave next week for our road trip.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually just thinking about. Are we going to podcast on the road?
Why not?
Okay, cool.
Might as well. See what happens. Maybe we can find a cafe to upload it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You'll hear from us next week from
maybe
the road.
Maybe you'll hear some crickets in the background because it's nighttime.
Nighttime, which Blair loves the most.
Be cool. Or maybe some waves crashing at nighttime because we're right on the beach with our van.
Yeah, we got to figure all that out because
we got to figure that out.
I think we just kind of were like, we got a van and we're going to road trip and we're just going to like,
we're doing it.
We're just going to park wherever and do this. And then we're like reading and it's like Portugal laws do not allow. It's called something.
I'm not sure.
It's called like free parking or no, wild parking. Ooh, I think that's it.
Sounds
I think it's
fun.
Called wild parking where you just park wherever you want. But apparently Portugal like doesn't allow it. So you like have to be on like a campground or something, which we do not have any reservations. So
we'll just go with the flow.
We'll see. Yeah, but that's the thing.
We'll
we
look
can't
it up.
Go with the flow.
We'll look it up and
that's
then we'll
my
go
point
with the flow.
Is we were planning to go with the flow.
Yeah.
But we cannot go with the flow no longer. So we gotta.
We can't no flow no longer.
We can't. We can't flow no mo.
No mo. Can't flow no mo. We got to get in the line. Yeah, we got to figure that out. Yeah. We're going to do that.
It
we're
was a
do
big.
That.
Realization.
Realization.
So anyways, you'll be hearing from us next week.
From the road.
From the road.
Not going with the flow. Check it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we love you guys. Yes, we hope you all have a great week. And we'll see you next weekend.
Talk to you later.
Bye, Ketchup Pack. I said that very monotone. Later.
Later.